Hi, welcome to Siegel & Gale Says, a podcast highlighting our brand consultants' points of view in audio format. I'm Daniel Alonso, a member of the marketing team at Siegel & Gale. Siegel & Gale is a preeminent brand strategy, design, and experience firm. For the last 50 years, we have helped build the world's leading brands through strategies, stories, and experiences that are elegantly simple and unexpectedly fresh. When organizations have complex brand-building questions, whether around mergers and acquisitions, strategic positioning, brand identity, experience, or growth, they turn to our experts. In this episode, our head of strategy for EMEA, Liz Olson, reads, "Are you ready for Generation Z?" Today's brands are likely to be held to even higher standards in the future. With Gen Z, people born from 1995 to 2010, now moving into the workforce and starting to earn a level of disposable income, its constituents will undoubtedly be the target focus of many brands. From sustainability to DEIB to brand purpose, Liz shares ways to lay the groundwork for a future where these young consumers can become a brand's next generation of powerful advocates. This is Siegel & Gale Says.
Hi, I'm Liz Olson, and I'm head of strategy for EMEA at Siegel & Gale. Are you ready for Generation Z? Evolving expectations. Today's customers are empowered, Gen Z no exception, holding expectations of brands which continue to evolve and deepen. With the emergence of cancel culture, many brands, celebrities, and popular personalities are discovering that audiences today hold those pedestaled to very high standards indeed. As technology continues to give consumers a strong voice, we are keenly aware that the internet doesn't forget. Where a well-timed PR campaign may have helped a brand through a damaging period in the past, technology now acts as a digital report card where organizational gaffes are collated and collected. Brands are likely to be held to even higher standards in the future, and with Generation Z now moving into the workforce and earning some level of disposable income, its constituents will no doubt be the target focus of many brands. So what are some things Gen Z may expect more from brands than generations before? Number one, sustainability. It may seem obvious, or even a bit depressing, that it needs to be pointed out, but we do see many brands still attempting to get away with greenwashing consumers, or at the least, still grappling with how to pivot their business model and profitability alongside what can be a lengthy time to change to a more sustainable future. This is no doubt a difficult position to be in. It's important to remember that authenticity is vital. Being upfront about the pace of change to address sustainability challenges at least allows consumers the ability to choose whether their values align with yours and whether to exercise patience if not. They may still go elsewhere, but authenticity works in your favor alongside actionable change, even if incremental, another evolving expectation of consumers. When it comes to environmental sustainability, no brand is impervious to criticism. Some industries are more in the spotlight than others, though, with the financial services sector found to be the biggest financial contributor to fossil fuel production, alongside, of course, the energy industry. But as Ørsted, an energy company ranked the world's most sustainable firm 3 years in a row, has shown, businesses can operate in an industry associated with a certain perception and still own a different and distinctive story, as long as it's not just a story. Number two, values and purpose. Consumers like brands that align with their values more broadly. It feels good to interact with brands with similar belief systems. Understanding who your brand is and what it stands for helps attract like-minded customers, as well as like-minded employees. A genuine purpose can be a guiding light for quick, consistent, and strategic decision-making across the business, and can also help guide stakeholders in times of crisis. And while purpose and values are important for people of all ages, evidence suggests that it's especially high on the priority list of Gen Z. By understanding, clearly defining, and then abiding by purpose and values, brands can identify which social and cultural movements make sense to be an active part of, offering an opportunity to stand up and stand out. Number three, standing up to stand out. Adhering to purpose and values means that brands are expected to stand up for what they believe in. And when they do, they stand out. Authenticity again plays a role here to ensure first that your brand actually belongs in the conversation and isn't just adding noise around causes that currently have momentum. A brand does not have to fight for share of voice in every conversation. Number 4, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. The global social upheaval that we've seen over the last couple of years has uncovered the depth of feeling and need that the majority of people share around the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as creating environments of belonging. Generation Z is shouting as loud as anyone. This is a critical topic, aligned with using purpose and values in an authentic way that many organizations are keen to address. Keeping up momentum over time is key. Number 5, planned obsolescence. As the right to repair movement gains momentum in the world of consumer electronics, consumers have begun calling for an end to planned obsolescence and wastefulness more generally. The short shelf life of products, for example, in electronics, both hardware and software, is being increasingly highlighted as the climate crisis worsens and waste piles higher. Patagonia accepts all clothing it has sold to be recycled or stored until a better option to landfills is discovered for products that can't currently be recycled. As a leader in environmental conscientiousness, this is a brand that's at the cutting edge of a future where more brands will begin to place the onus on themselves to recycle their products and their packaging. So, time to change for Gen Z? In short, yes. If you haven't yet thought about many things on this list, your brand may already be behind. But it's not too late. Focusing on your purpose and values in an authentic way is a strong way into creating a change plan. This foundation and guiding light lays the groundwork for a future in which the consumers of a powerful Generation Z can become your next powerful advocates.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Siegel & Gale Says. You can read more thought leadership pieces and explore our work at siegelgale.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. While you're at it, please leave us a review. See you next time.